Good morning, everyone. Thank you for being here. When Sunny emails you and makes a request, you do not say no to Sunny. I am extremely nervous, and by 9:30, I will probably be a lot calmer. But I know that everyone here loves me, and I appreciate that. So, here we go. Today, we will be focusing on finding God's grace in the storm. We've had a lot of literal storms here lately, but I know that a lot of you are going through figurative storms. I want to start off by reading a poem, author unknown, that provided comfort and has meant a great deal to me for some time. It is entitled His Love. I did not know His love before, the way I know it now. I could not see my need for Him, my pride would not allow. I had it all without a care, the self-sufficient lie. My path was smooth, my sea was still, not a cloud was in my sky. I thought I knew His love for me. I thought I'd seen His grace. I thought I did not need to grow, I thought I'd found my place. But then the way grew rough and dark. The storm clouds quickly rolled. The waves began to rock my ship, my anchor would not hold. The ship that I had built myself was made of foolish pride. It fell apart and left me bare, with nowhere else to hide. I had no strength or faith to face the trials that lay ahead. And so I simply prayed to Him and bowed my weary head. His loving arms enveloped me, and then He helped me stand. He said, "You still must face this storm, but I will hold your hand." So through the dark and lonely night, He guided me through pain. I could not see the light of day or when the storm might wane. Yet through the aches and endless tears, my faith began to grow. I could not see it at the time, but my light began to glow. I saw God's love in brand new light, His grace and mercy too. For only when all self was gone could Jesus' love shine through. It was not easy in the storm. I sometimes wondered why. At times I thought I can't go on. I'd hurt and doubt and cry. But Jesus never left my side. He guided me each day through pain and strife, through fire and flood. He helped me all the way. And now I see as never before how great His love can be, how in my weakness He is strong, how Jesus cares for me. He worked it all out for my good, although the way was rough. He only sent what I could bear, and then He cried, "Enough." He raised His hand and said, "Be still." He made the storm cloud cease. He opened up the gates of joy and flooded me with peace. I saw His face now clearer still. I felt His presence strong. I found anew His faithfulness. He never steered me wrong. Now I know more storms will come, but only for my good. For pain and tears have helped me grow as naught else ever could. I still have so much more to learn as Jesus works in me. If in the storm I'll love Him more, that's where I want to be. Sometimes we suffer these storms because of the consequences of our own sin. Often we are made to suffer because of the sins of others. And we all suffer because of time and chance, of loss and death, which is the result of living in this very stormy world. And blessed is the one who suffers for boldly proclaiming the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If anyone knew something about all of these ways of suffering, it was the Apostle Paul. 2 Corinthians 12:7-10 reads, "Because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations, for this reason, to keep me exalting myself, there was given me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me, to keep me from exalting myself. Concerning this, I implored the Lord 3 times that it might leave me. And He said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast about my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore, I am well content with weaknesses, with insults, with distresses, with persecutions, with difficulties, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. If in the storm, I'll love him more, that's where I want to be. Paul understood the true greatness of God's grace and what it meant to be a child of God. In Romans 8, 14 through 18, Paul teaches us, for all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you have not received a spirit of slavery leading to fear again, but you have received a spirit of adoption as sons, by which we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, heirs also, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed to us. If in the storm, I'll love him more. That's where I want to be. God's grace offers us a new relationship. God becomes our Father and we his children. And in this relationship, we can freely approach him in prayer, and we experience that grace again and again and again. And his grace also offers us one another, our brothers and sisters, our family. And he gives us the knowledge that when we weather the storms of life, we are never, ever alone. In closing, my husband, who joined us today, is going to lead us in singing Amazing Grace, verses 1, 2, 3, and 5. So we'll do that now. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You are dismissed.
Thank you.